Oh, hey, you're finally awake. Hey, wait, don't get up so quickly. Do you remember anything? No? Well, I don't know what happened either. I just saw you right outside and thought you might have needed help. So I brought you inside. Right now, you're in the guest room of my house. I'm sorry if this is weird. Could I get you something to eat? I could make some soup or something. Are you sure? Well, I insist on you eating later. It's not good to skip meals, you know. Are you sure you want to leave so quickly? I think you might need a little bit more rest. Wait, don't get up. Oh. I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you. You have no pants because, well, all your clothes were wet due to the rain, and I wanted to dry them for you. Also, why do you have a hole in your underwear? Do all men's underwear have that? I wasn't looking. Not intentionally, at least. I'm sorry. Well, I had to when I was removing your clothes. They're in the dryer, but I do have some pajamas that you can try to put on. Do you really want to stay drenched in bed? Want me to bring you the pajamas? They're right over here. There you go. Oh, sorry. I'll turn it around now. Just tell me when you're done. Are you done? Okay. Hi again. Did you remember what you were doing before you ended up here? You forgot. You hit your head that hard. Oh, I forgot the ice. Here you go. You have that big bump on your head. This will make you feel better. Also, I don't think the rain is going to stop anytime soon, so you can stay the night if you want to. I don't mind. Do you have anything to do tomorrow? Perfect. You can stay the night here. Are you comfy? I can get you another blanket. Or another pillow if you'd like. Turn the heater up. Are you cool? Oh, I'm sorry, but it's been broken for the last couple of months. Haven't been bothered to fix it with it being a guest room and all. If you don't mind, I could get in bed with you and let you lay in my lap. You'd like that? Okay, get up a little bit. There you go. You can hug the pillow you were laying on. Is my lap warm enough for you? You comfy down there? Do you want me to do anything else? Anything to make you more comfortable? Sure, I'll play with your hair. Can I ask you something? When I was bringing you in, I noticed that you had a plushie in your back. Who was that for? Aw, that's so sweet of you to get that for your mom. Why did you buy it? I kinda want one for myself. No, you're too kind. I'm not going to keep it. Your mother deserves it a lot more than me. Also, why will you ride outside my door? Was there another body nearby? Ah, I see. Are you getting a little too hot? You're starting to sweat a little bit. I could give you a lighter blanket. It's fine. Alright. Or are you just nervous? It's okay. You can trust me. Well, I'm the one who brought you inside. Who knows what could have happened to you out there in that rain? I think it's time for you to rest. Focus on what you're feeling. Your head on my lap. My fingers through your hair. The rain falling on the glass. Just fade into my lap. Are you sleeping yet? Hello? You still there? Oh, he's snoring. So cute. Guess I'm stuck here for a couple of hours. The noises you make when you're sleeping are so adorable. I wonder if you can hear me. Or maybe just your subconscious can hear me. Either way, I have something to confess. I think I know why you are outside my door. I forgot to mention that you put a card on the plushie, and that card had my name on it. You're so sweet, and I brought you inside because I may have a crush on you too. I know you've never been the most talkative, but there's something so adorable about shy guys. And now that you're in my lap, I can confirm that I'm feeling something that I don't think I've ever felt before. I'm so sorry that I'm not able to say this when you're awake, but I love you. I can't wait for you to ask me out the next time you get enough courage. Also, could we go ice skating for the first date? I have my fingers crossed. But for now,